Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR's Weekend Edition. I'm Sharon Brody. Immigration and Customs Enforcement arrests are set to take place today in several U.S. cities. At the same time, immigrants at the southern border are being held in dangerously overcrowded detention centers as they hope to enter the country. Some of those centers have come under intense criticism because of inhumane and unsanitary conditions. Massachusetts Congressman Jim McGovern visited two of the facilities in Texas yesterday. He joins us now to discuss what he saw. Congressman McGovern, welcome to WBUR's Weekend Edition.
Happy to be with you.
We've heard the reports, we've seen the video, but you were there on the ground at the centers. What did you observe?
What I observed was something that, quite frankly, should not be happening in the United States of America. And it is. I'll be honest with you, I have never seen anything quite like this. People deserve to be treated with dignity and respect. And what I saw was, quite frankly, the opposite. And I don't blame the Border Patrol people who are on site. I mean, they're carrying out their orders. But we saw, you know, cells that were way overcrowded, cells meant to accommodate people for maybe a day or two, where people were telling me that they were there for over 60 days, hadn't showered, hadn't brushed their teeth. Some were dehydrated, some were feeling sick, and the lights are on 24 hours a day, and you know, they're unable to sleep. So this is not America. This is not what we should tolerate. And quite frankly, this is all as a result of the Trump administration's immigration policies, which I think are cruel and inhumane.
As you stood there on the other side of the fence, what were you feeling?
I felt sick to my stomach. One, you know, as I said, seeing the terrible conditions that these people were existing in, and then, you know, when we saw children who are essentially in cages, you know, looking traumatized. I mean, they were traumatized already from, you know, fleeing their countries and making the long journey to the United States. But, you know, you can see in their eyes the uncertainty and the fear. It doesn't have to be this way. It shouldn't be this way. And I know Trump's approach is to make coming to the United States so miserable that people even fleeing for their lives don't want to come here. But the bottom line is that's why many people are coming here. They're coming here because the conditions in El Salvador and Honduras and Guatemala are horrific. They're fleeing gang violence. They're fleeing threats of death. And so they're coming here hoping for safe haven. And they're certainly not being treated, as refugees, people who, quite frankly, we should be trying to help.
Congressman McGovern, yesterday on Twitter, you said, quote, "The cruelty we are witnessing today is not an unintended consequence or side effect. It is the goal," end quote. Right. What specifically makes you reach that conclusion?
One is, I mean, begin with the policy of separating children from their parents. That is an intentional and deliberate action by this administration to basically traumatize these kids and their parents. Two, the overcrowding and of these facilities. Look, lots of money goes to support the work at our border. Unfortunately, this administration thinks it's more important to build a stupid wall than it is to invest in adequate facilities along our border. And I think, you know, that's what I mean when I talk about it being deliberate and intentional. I mean, this is not our immigration policy. This is not written into the law. The cruelty here is a decision by this administration to handle this situation this way. And, you know, as an American, as a United States congressman, I think it's shameful, and people should be outraged. And my hope is that you know, by calling attention to what's happening there, the outrage will increase, and this administration will be forced to change its policy.
You went to the same facilities that Vice President Pence toured the day earlier.
Right.
He did not seem outraged. He said the system was overwhelmed, but described the facility in McAllen, for example, as providing care that every American would be proud of. And he praised the Border Patrol agents as compassionate. How would you characterize his observations? And did you see similar things?
You know, I think Vice President Pence has been hanging around his boss too long. He doesn't know how to tell the truth. And the bottom line is, I saw with my own eyes, and I actually posted the videos I took of the people and the overcrowded situations that they were in. And I'd also say, look, there are a lot of people, a lot of our Border Patrol agents you know, who themselves are traumatized by what they're witnessing. And I talked to a couple of them, you know, who are deeply disturbed by the situation down there. And, you know, if Vice President Pence really wanted to do something, he would basically redirect money from the wall, you know, to providing better facilities along the border, helping process refugees who are seeking asylum. But we're not even complying with our own laws when it comes to asylum. If you're seeking asylum, you have a well-founded fear of persecution. That means you're fleeing for your life. That means that if you return, you believe you will be killed. So that's how desperate these people are. They're waiting. They're hoping that we will enforce our laws the way they were written. But this administration has basically destroyed all of that, and it really is very sad.
Now, an influx of migrants is certainly not new. Detention centers are not unique to the Trump administration. President Obama was criticized for high levels of deportation. What is your response to that?
My response was, under the Obama administration, things were not perfect. In fact, you know, I had traveled to the border when Obama was president, and I had criticized him for the way they were handling unaccompanied minors coming into our country. But under the Obama administration, you didn't see what we witnessed in our visit, which is this terrible situation where these tiny cells are overcrowded and people are forced to stay there, not just for days, but for weeks, and in some cases for months. And it is different. So I'm not here to say that everything that President Obama did on immigration was right. There were some things I had problems with, but this is a whole different story. This is vastly different. And the direction we're moving in right now, quite frankly, makes me ashamed. I just don't think that this, what a great country like ours, you know, should aspire to. I mean, we're better than this. And I think people across the country are raising their voices and demanding that we do things differently.
Congressman, one of your Massachusetts delegation colleagues, Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley, voted against the funding package that was focused on the crisis at the border. She has explained why she voted against it. Can you explain why you voted for that package?
Well, I voted against the one that ultimately passed, which was the Senate version, because it didn't have any protections. But I voted for the Democratic alternative, which, again, was not perfect, but I think would have guaranteed that the money that we appropriated would go to the children, would go to improve their conditions, would go to helping place them into out of custody and into the community. So, you know, that's why I voted for that. I couldn't vote for the final version, the Senate version, because there were no protections in there. And I don't trust this administration, you know, to spend the money that Congress gives them in a way that is consistent with human rights norms or with protecting the children. They don't care about the children. You know, look, we need to get the situation at the border right, and just throwing money at the problem without making sure that it's going to the places we want it to go is not the way to get it right.
How do you sort through making a decision like that?
Well, look, I mean, it is difficult sometimes, and for me, I appreciate the fact that Democrats don't control the Senate. We certainly don't control the White House, so we need to get assistance to people. In a way, hopefully it's consistent with our values, but we have to find a way to do it so that it can pass. I thought the Democratic alternative that we had put forward met that criteria. Again, it wasn't, if I could, in a perfect world, it's not the way I would have written it, but nonetheless, I thought it met that criteria. What ultimately passed, unfortunately, did not. I mean, what ultimately passed, in my opinion, is basically just giving this administration money to do with whatever they want with it. But look, I think it's important when you're, you know, in a situation where we have a divided government, that you try to find a way to get to yes. We want to move things forward. And in the case of what's happening at the border, things are desperate, and these children are in deep trouble. And the overcrowded situation is beyond description. And I was trying to get to yes. Unfortunately, we were not able to get to a bill that I thought was acceptable, and therefore I couldn't support it.
Congressman McGovern, thank you so much for speaking with Weekend Edition.
Thank you very much.
Congressman Jim McGovern represents the 2nd District of Massachusetts. He toured 2 detention centers at the southern border yesterday. This is 90.9 WBUR.